it's been in the wind for quite some time that some Premier League AFL teams would make their way to North Queensland to play some games. And now it's been confirmed, we think, which teams are going to make their way here. Gary Young is president of Cairns AFL, and he's with me right now.
Yeah, we've been told just to be ready from the 5th of September, whether it'll be on the 5th or the 6th or whenever, but we're getting ready to go.
Okay, so who are the teams, Gary?
Hubbing here, we believe that Sydney and Fremantle are coming to stay in the region, which is terrific, because you've got to remember that there's at least sort of 150, some groups we've heard have been up just over 200 of people involved in those, in the groups, which includes all the players and all the entourage that comes with them, but also family and that have travelled with them. So that's a nice little shot in the arm for the local industry, which is obviously struggling a bit at the moment. The coverage that we're going to get from this being shown, these games, the TV coverage has been outstanding. You know, the broadcasters are very happy with the numbers. So we'll be seen all over the country, and that is the real benefit for our region. And it's one of the reasons that AFL Cairns gets behind it. It's not just about promoting footy, which is, you know, it's very obvious that that's what we're doing. But if we can promote our region and stimulate a bit of activity for the long term, well, that's a big bonus as well.
What does that mean, Gary, for you guys in terms of what you need to organise? I mean, it's been, what, 2 years since we've hosted one of the big elite games here, and now you're getting like three in a row, essentially.
We've been told to just be prepared that there might be more than three, which would be terrific for the footy followers of the region. And the footy side of it, we're still, all our systems and processes are in place. The challenge is to ensure that we're COVID safe. And in fact, as I'm speaking to you, I've got a draft plan, and I'm just working on numbers and a site plan. So the environment for people to come along to the footy will be incredibly safe. I have noticed there's a few people out there saying, why are we bringing Victorian or interstate teams up there at this time? The bubble that they live in is so incredibly tight. It is, the interaction with the community is super limited. The biggest thing they're allowed to do is walk down to a coffee shop and buy a coffee, but then they have to get going again. You might see them at the beach, but they have to swim, get out and get away.
Gotcha.
I mean, it is extremely tight. We witnessed it down on the Gold Coast last week. The Essendon Club were down at Burley Beach. We went for a drive just to see what was going on around the area, how many people were travelling and that. And the Essendon players pulled up in their buses, went for a swim, came out of the water, got in the buses and went back to their hotel. So it's very tight that people can have absolute confidence that there's no extensive threat of infection around the place. It won't be footy as people have known it in the past. Crowd numbers are going to be heavily restricted. At the moment, it looks like a crowd of perhaps about 4,000, with the total people attending of about 4,500. But the 4,500 would have to include the players and all of their entourages, but all of my crew, the security, the police, that everyone's included in that. So we're anticipating 400 or 500 people just in that. So probably only have about 4,000 spectator positions available for each game. But fortunately, when you've got three, perhaps even more games, the opportunities are going to be there.